Welcome to Deeper Truth Radio. It's time to engage the Faith Blaster.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. We have heard this before. It is the most important light that shines through the darkness, between an illusion and reality, between science and faith. And it lies between the pits of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. Again, something we have heard before. This is the dimension of where heaven and earth join together. It is an area we call the Faith Blaster.
Welcome to the Faith Blaster, the show dedicated to helping Catholics break free from the shackles that prevent them from taking their faith higher. The gist of this show is to point to you tips, techniques, and spiritual exercises we have discovered to help move you out of the mud you are stuck in. The first five episodes are going to be about the five principles based on the letters of the word faith. Tonight, F is for focus. Focus is about perspective and bigger picture and cost and reward. To lose focus is to lose purpose. And to lose purpose is to lose the will to fight. And to lose the will to fight is to lose the fight. What are some of the principal things that make us lose that focus? Let's go straight to Jesus in Matthew chapter 13 for an answer.
A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.' But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, the evil one comes, and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit, and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
So to summarize the first reason, we lose focus because we lack understanding. As Jesus made it clear, spiritual things are not understood solely by human efforts. That's why the sola scriptura, the Bible alone doctrine, has failed so miserably. Understanding is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus makes it clear that only His chosen will be granted this. Can you receive understanding? Yes, you can, but you must ask for it, seek for it, knock for it, and you must do so with two dispositions: humility, to accept the truth as it has been revealed, and obedience, to accept the trials that will surely come from following it. God reveals all His truth through His Catholic Church. That's why He gave it the power to bind and loose on earth what is bound and loosed in heaven. We see this in Matthew chapter 16 and 18. He also said this, "And you'll be hated by all men for my name's sake, and he who perseveres to the end shall be saved." That's in Matthew chapter 10. So if you're looking for a church that has God's truth, you better look for one with a unified message, because God's ratified truth can't be divided. And you better look for a church the whole world hates, because that's the cost. Of course, only one church qualifies. So focus on knowledge of where to find the truth, and knowledge of who you are. Your royalty, one of God's chosen ones. The second person loses focus because he has no root and is swept away by the first sign of tribulation. This again is a lack of focus. When the truth comes, the tribulation will follow. Not might follow, will follow. The test always follows the lesson. Again, focus. Prepare for the coming storm as Jesus warns us in Matthew 7. You must pray the rosary every day. You must study the scriptures and holy books. You must fulfill your obligation to go to Mass and frequent the sacraments. If you rely on your own strength, you are building your house on sand, and the waves will bring it down. Keep falling again and again. This is why. You keep building sandcastles with your own efforts. You cannot succeed. You will not succeed. Build your house on the rock of Mary's Rosary, recited daily. The Mass, frequent confession, adoration, devotionals, spiritual books. Build a fortress, and the waves will be beaten back. Remember this promise from Louis de Montfort. You will either persist in the Rosary or in your sin, not both. You will eventually give up one or the other. Decide today which one you will give up. The third person loses his focus because of the pursuit of the riches of the world. Jesus said something about this in Mark chapter 8. The simple solution to this is not to give in to avarice and pride, because they will rob you of your life and eventually your salvation. How foolish is it to shave 10 years off your life to gain a Mercedes when a Subaru or a Chevy will get you to work just as well? If your life has no room for God, it is you that have to change, not God. A 3-bedroom house and a priceless faith are worth far more than $1 million house, which keeps you too busy to go to church on Sunday. God expects you to yield fruit 30, 60, or 100 fold, and that bill will come due. So let's sum up all this focus with the urgency of a singular focus. One we call the last four things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Every human being on earth will pass through the first two and arrive at one of the last two. So if you are stuck in a rut, weigh what has you stuck there against what you would give to gain heaven. Now weigh what has your mind occupied over whether it is worth an eternity in hell. Then focus on this. Saint Teresa of Lisieux taught in her little way that we can gain heaven through the very things God puts in our path, be they blessings or trials. Focus that nothing is worth losing heaven. Focus that nothing is worth arriving in hell. Now focus that you just lost another minute and the grains of sand are falling.
So on the line with me, I have Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. I find that when I'm losing heart or when I'm becoming arid or stale in my faith or stumbling in my faith, I find one of the things that helps me, one of the things that draws me back to the center of my faith is focus. And a great place to start is the last four things. And for those who are not familiar with the concept of the last four things, why don't you spell out what are the last four things?
Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And that should be our focus.
And that's it in a nutshell, Donald. That's what our whole life is about. All of the other things are window dressing. And it's not to say that you don't have struggles and you don't have to deal with those struggles to get through life. But our center, our focus of life, is those four things. Because each of us will go through the first two and one of the last two. And that's 7 billion people in the world without exception. We'll go through the first two and one of the last two. So when we talk about that, that is the focus of our life. And let's start with a scripture. Let's start with Mark chapter 8. Verse 36, and this is the question that should be on everyone's mind.
Chapter 8, verse 36. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Whoa.
When Jesus is talking about forfeiting your life, he's talking about forfeiting your eternal life. So here's the question for those of you who have lost focus. What is it that you want in life so badly that you're willing to give up an eternity in heaven for it? What is it that you want in life so badly that you're willing to spend an eternity in the flames of hell for it? And if there is anything in life that's valuable enough for you to do that, I say you're a crazy person.
Yeah. So on the phone with me, I got Dr. Gregory Thompson. Greg, I want to talk about under the concept of focus. It takes about 20 minutes to say a five-decade rosary. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of people make the excuse that they don't have time. They can't fit it in their day. Well, that 20 minutes is less than 1.4% of a day. If you can't fit God into your day to the tune of 1.4%, you got your priorities wrong. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You know, our Lord, through His mother, has given us such a valuable asset in the rosary. So many promises attached to it. And it's hard for me to even understand. If you know that, and you know Mary said say the rosary daily, and you listen to other people, that what they have to say, but you're not listening to Mary, you know, I always wonder, what are you thinking about?
Deeper Truth member Terry Delp describes it perfectly.
Every second of every day of your life is dependent on God. Every breath you breathe is a gift from Almighty God. If you cannot manage your day in order to meditate on the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for 15 to 20 minutes every single day, what does that say about your relationship with Jesus and His mother? Could you realistically go an entire day without spending 15 minutes with your spouse, with your children? How would that affect your relationship with them? You can spend 2 hours watching a movie, but cannot spend 15 minutes meditating on 5 mysteries of the rosary every day? What does that say about your faith? That you can spend hours involved with worldly things and cannot take 15 minutes to be with the Lord? Your priorities have been twisted by Satan. And until you start making yourself pray the rosary every single day, the demonic darkness that has covered your eyes, they're going to remain there. You must pray the rosary every day. Do it for 7 weeks and see what you've been missing. The scales will drop from your eyelids and you will be able to see beyond the darkness that now has you blinded.
Deeper Truth member Joseph on how he deals with the difficulty of focus.
You know, yeah, I think everybody struggles with all of it, and we need every little bit to get us through. Because you know, the world's tough, and everybody's struggling in different ways, shape, and form. And you know, my best moments of prayer and study and reading is always in adoration. Because I focus that much more on Christ, and he opens everything up for me, and I do so much better than I do anywhere else, that's for sure.
We will be back in just a moment to close this out with 20 suggestions for your focus.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world. Every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
If you are benefiting from this program, please tell your friends. Invite them to visit DeeperTruthCatholics.com, DeeperTruthShow.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com/Deeper-Truth. Deeper Truth was founded in 2009 to promote the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith founded by Jesus Christ. Okay, so we'd like to close this first program with 20 things that we think you can focus on to get your faith back on track. 1. Death and judgment are coming to all of us, without exception, and you just drew a moment closer to it. Are you prepared to meet Jesus right now? 2. You are always in his presence. There are no secret sins. 3. Some of the great saints like St. Faustina and John of the Cross have told us that Jesus will sometimes remove the consolation of you feeling his presence, and he will even allow obstacles. Though this can be frustrating, persist in prayer. Do not lose focus. 4. Jesus' goal is to get you to heaven. All other goals are subject to this one. If you are not seeking heaven first, you have lost your focus. 5. You cannot get to heaven by your own efforts, but you also cannot get there without your own efforts. Without him, you cannot do it, but without you, he will not do it. Pray ceaselessly for humility and obedience and grace. Without grace, you cannot succeed. 6. Do not wallow in sin. If you fall, get back up immediately. Say an act of contrition and get to the first confession you can. Waiting until you are strong enough to go to confession is like waiting until your thirst passes to take a drink of water. It's just foolishness. You don't get strong so you can go to confession. You go to confession so you can get strong. 7. Do not trust yourself. Cut yourself off from the near occasions of sin that trip you up. 8. Do not let go of Our Lady's Rosary. At least 5 decades of the Rosary every day is an absolute must. 9. Adoration must be part of your life. You must become truly aware of and devoted to who He is in the Eucharist. 10. Obedience to the Pope and the councils and the full teachings of the Church is not optional. If you don't understand, ask. 11. Focus on joy. The way to focus on joy is to remember Jesus, others, you. Love Jesus first, directly. Second, through others. Third, through a holy love of self. 12. Persevere. Be ready for trials. Do not be fearful. Keep your eye on the prize, even if it costs everything else. 13. Mortification, fasting, and self-denial are essential to renewal and self-awareness. 14. Remember the four persons. You must love God with your whole heart, that is the emotional person, your whole soul, that is the spiritual person, your whole mind, that is the mental person, your whole strength, that is the physical person. You must do all four and keep all four healthy. 15. Read. The scriptures, the catechism, spiritual books, they are a treasure trove. 16. Do not be idle. If you are not doing something religious, get up and cut the grass or wash the dishes. an idle mind is the devil's playground. 17. Surround yourselves with friends who elevate you. 18. Make your work life a prayer life. Follow the little way of Teresa of Lisieux. Take the unpleasant task. Accept the unfair criticism. Offer up the unpleasantness of people as a sacrifice. 19. Never, ever forget to pray for the souls in purgatory, especially those with no one else to pray for them. They may one day pray for you. And 20. Never, ever, ever give up. If you are truly trying with all your might, heaven is within your reach. Never give up. Never surrender.